Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Landfill's a wild DJ. B doesn't have headphones on, so he's not hearing. Is this Tom Jones?
It's Tony Bennett. It's the only song that had San Francisco in the title. I had never heard it before.
Okay. Let's see if our friend from San Francisco, Matt Maiocco, likes this song. Matt, what's up, dude?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We're good, brother.
Have you ever been introduced on a sports radio show with Tony Bennett, I Left My Heart in San Francisco?
If I have, it's been a while.
Hey, man.
But I don't think this is about me, is it? It's I think about a certain guy who changed uniform numbers from 19 to number one, and now he's number one in the hearts of the Washington Commanders fans, I'm sure.
There's definitely a lot of excitement, man. We are talking with our friend Matt Maiocco, covers the 49ers for NBC Sports Bay Area. You can follow him at Maiocco NBCS. Matt joins us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude's got the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. All right, man. You and I talked a few different times last week about this. Neither of us were at all surprised. I think you said on our show you could get Debo for a fifth. I think you were proven correct. What is Washington getting here?
Well, they're getting a chess piece. You know, they're getting a guy who I think really fits well there from the standpoint, and this is kind of anecdotally speaking, but I would assume because of Jaden Daniels' running ability that the Commanders face a lot of zone defenses. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't want defensive backs. You don't want cornerbacks like turning and running with receivers down the field when a quarterback can run like that. Where Debo Samuel excels is against zone coverage. He has a little bit of a difficult time getting free off the sticky man. So this plays into his hands. It plays into Jaden Daniels' hands. It plays into the Washington Commanders' hands very well because Jaden is an accurate thrower. When he hits Debo Samuel across the middle, hitting him in stride, Debo makes defensive backs make business decisions because he doesn't go down willingly and he doesn't shy away from contact. And so he's a tone setter. And, you know, did his game drop off last year? Yes. You know, there are a lot of reasons for that. You know, he wasn't healthy throughout the season. He didn't miss too many games, but he had a difficult time just kind of, he was banged up. And that's, you know, that's kind of what you get too with his style of play. He also spent a couple nights during the week in the hospital with pneumonia.
Wow.
And he went after one game. He only played like four snaps. He was kind of battling something, couldn't quite figure out what it was. He didn't play much in the one game. And then he was in the hospital that night for a couple nights. But guess what? He was right back out on the field the following Sunday. So he didn't even miss any games with that. So, I mean, he's a guy that he sets the tone. And, you know, when he's playing like Debo, He has an impact on the offense, but he also has an impact on his own defense because they're sitting over there on the sideline. They're getting fired up watching him play. So, yeah, I think he'll be motivated. I think he'll come into the offseason program in really good shape. I think he wants to prove a lot of people wrong. He took a lot of heat this last offseason. You know, some of it he put on himself. But, yeah, I mean, I think this is a really good fit. And obviously Adam Peters knows him very well. I mean, it's honestly one of the, you know, I was talking to John Lynch about him just before they traded him. At that point, he had said that there is interest around the league. But he said that, man, when you know, whenever that day comes when they part ways with Debo, and we knew it was going to be not long, he said that, you know, there's nothing but love and gratitude and admiration. And he felt like all the draft picks that they've had through 8 seasons, Debo Samuel ranks at the top of the list as far as one of the, you know, being a favorite guy that they selected. And they got to know him back in the 2019 Senior Bowl. The 49ers coached that team. Debo Samuel was on it. They end up taking him with the 36th pick. And then 12 months later, you know, from when they coached him in the Senior Bowl, they're playing in the Super Bowl, and Debo Samuel was a big reason for that.
How much of this move was them trying to make sure they could secure more salary cap space than it was because of Debo?
Well, there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of reasons for this. Ultimately, you know, there was the salary implications and the money that they'd be paying for him. The 49ers have been near the top of the league in cash over cap spending. So they felt like they had to dial that back in order for this thing to just not get totally away from them when you have other big money contracts looming out there. You know, Brock Purdy has basically been playing for free for 3 years. That'll change this offseason, or at least it should. And, you know, so the 49ers did face a decision to make what to do with him. They could have done, you know, a post June 1 release that would have saved them a lot of money on the cap this year, and then next year it would have accelerated. And so I think they faced a difficult decision anyway, but it's just kind of weird. I can't really explain it other than just being around the team, being in a locker room, you know, I don't know. I mean, you when you're in the building, you just kind of catch a vibe, and sometimes you can't really identify what it is. Mm-hmm. But it was just very obvious that it had run its course. And I think Debo made it really easy on the 49ers when, after the season was over, he went in. He has a really tight relationship with Kyle Shanahan. And he told Kyle, he said, you know what, I think our time here is over. I think I'd like to be traded. And then he went up and talked to John Lynch. He expressed the same thing. And John said, hey, let's just take a deep breath. Why don't you sleep on it? We'll sleep on it. And then let's get back together and just kind of see if that is, in fact, the way you want to go, and then what we think about it as well. And so the sides kind of took a deep breath, and Debo didn't change his mind. And John Lynch and the 49ers said, you know what? We're in agreement here. Let's see if we can do something to work this out. So, you know, there are a lot of reasons for it. You know, from the standpoint of the 49ers, the salary cap implications are that as well. Maybe the 49ers felt like just the wear and tear had kind of caught up to Debo to a degree. And by trading him, people say, well, gosh, 49ers only got a fifth-round pick for him. You know, Washington only had to give up a fifth-round pick. Well, he was only signed for one more year.
Right.
At a very high number. And the 49ers, you know, part of their thinking was, okay, we get a player in return with a fifth round pick that we'll have under a very reasonable salary, you know, basically just probably a little bit over $1 million a year over the course of the 4 year contract. So they decided it made sense. And I think it's one of those situations where, you know, it's probably mutually beneficial for this. Well, heck, three ways beneficial. You know, it's right. Probably beneficial for Debo. He'll get his contract for this year. He can take another bite at the apple next offseason, a free agency, if he gets that far, unless Washington signs him to a long-term deal. I think it makes sense for the Commanders short-term. no doubt about it. And then I think long-term, it makes sense for the 49ers.
Yeah, I do too. I think we're talking with our friend Matt Maiocco here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Maiocco covers the Niners, has for a long time, knows the organization inside and out. You know, the way you've described Debo kind of requesting the trade and Lynch and Kyle being cool about it, obviously, you know, Peters and Dan Quinn didn't draft John Allen and kind of develop it. They don't have the long back relationship that Kyle and John do. But I think it's a fairly similar situation that Washington's going through with John Allen. And whether or not he gets traded before next week, I don't think he's coming back one way or another. Did you hear any of the John Allen being involved in the Debo trade and then that kind of fell apart?
I didn't hear it. I mean, it was easy to connect the dots on that.
Yeah.
And you looked at it and you go, well, this kind of makes sense. I wonder if this could happen. I don't know the details on why it didn't happen. My thought would be that the 49ers felt, because this is a really good defensive tackle draft, that rather than paying big money,
yeah,
and kind of having that uncertainty down the road, you could make kind of the long play of, you know, selecting that defensive tackle in the whatever. I mean, it could be with the 11th overall pick, or it could be in the second, third, or fourth round. The 49ers now have, I think it's 8 draft picks in the first 150 spots in this draft. So, that, you know, with a very strong defensive tackle draft,
yep,
my thought would be the 49ers probably didn't want to kind of go away from the major reason they were going to be parting ways with Debo anyway, was to use a draft pick, have that player under a fixed salary for 4 years, get younger, you know, kind of have that. You need that constant churn, you know, on the roster of the older guys who are making a lot of money and the young guys who step in and can be contributors, and you continue to develop them, and they're making not much money. And so I think that kind of goes with, you know, part of the reason of parting ways with Debo. You'd be kind of canceling that out if you were then to flip that and get an older defensive tackle.
Yeah, I think it's smart, because the Niners, I mean, obviously the Purdy stuff is lingering. Mm-hmm. But even beyond that, I mean, they got, like, I pointed this out to B-Mitch earlier in the program, Warner, Kittle, and Trent don't have a guaranteed dollar on their deal this year. Hmm. I find it hard to believe that all three of those dudes are there week one without a single guaranteed dollar.
Yeah, and that's, you know, they understand that.
Right.
And they'll at least with, I don't know if Trent, I'll take your word for that. I wasn't aware of that with Trent, because he just redid his contract last year.
I always point out to people that, like, over the cap does a hell of a job, but they're not always completely correct on everything.
Yeah, so I do think, you know, last year they kind of settled that contract situation with Trent Williams. It's the reason that he held out pretty much all of training camp. With George Kittle, you're absolutely correct on that. And, you know, the 49ers have a lot of stuff going on. You know, last week in Indianapolis, it was obviously the Debo stuff was on the front burner. The Brock Purdy situation is, if it wasn't on the front burner, it was just one spot behind Debo Samuel. So they've had talks with George and his agent and said, we're on the same page. Let's just, it's a matter of timing. You know, we have some stuff that we have to deal with first, but it is very much on their radar that they have to do something with Kittle. And just talking about their salary situation, I mean, look at their roster. You know, they have paid top dollar for, well, they will pay top dollar, I would assume. You know, maybe not the highest paid contract in the NFL, but Brock Purdy's going to get a significant pay bump whenever they sign him to a multi-year extension. Then you have McCaffrey. You have Trent Williams. You have George Kittle. You have Brandon Ayuk. You have Nick Bosa. You have Fred Warner.
Right.
They signed Diamador Lenore to a nice contract. I mean, those are some players who are making top dollar for their position in the NFL. And so you just can't continue to just throw money away, because that weakens your roster. And maybe that's part of the reason why 49ers special teams last year were so god awful. So you need to make some tough decisions. you need to be able to supplement your roster with draft picks who step in and perform at a high level and ultimately kind of line themselves up to be the next people, you know, who get that second contract. And so this is part of it. You know, there's difficult decisions to be made. I didn't even mention Kyle Juszczyk, the top paid fullback in the league.
Right.
So, you know, I think that this kind of fit well. They're sending him to a place where he's going to be well taken care of, no doubt about it. I mean, I just saw the NFLPA rankings where the Commanders, I mean, talk about a comeback, the Commanders organization. Yeah. Holy cow. And, and I remember us talking a year ago when they made those two hires. And, I mean, I was very bullish on the Commanders. I mean, they became, you know, they went from probably the most unlikable team organization in the NFL to, wow, what an overnight transformation that organization has made. So
I remember you texting me about Peters, like, right away. And I mean, he's just – a quarterback could change everything, but organizationally they're built the right way
totally.
Now. But it's funny you talk about San Fran. B, didn't you say when you were playing one of the few teams, everybody was always like, man, I could go play there, was the Niners?
It was the Niners. Because the ownership. Yeah. Everybody loved it. And, you know, and I think – like I was telling JP also, Matt, that Kyle and
Lynch.
Lynch. They've been there for a while now.
Yeah.
When does things start changing? Like, because their expectation now is Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's not just make it to the playoffs.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, the fan base here gets kind of restless. You know, the five Super Bowl trophies, the Lombardis in the lobby have been there for a while, and they, you know, they're getting dusty, and the fan base, you know, there's a whole generation of 49er fans who have not experienced their team winning a Super Bowl. And so there's certainly a degree of restlessness here. And, but if you were around this team, you know, even when they were experiencing success with Harbaugh, the organization was kind of all over the place. And there's a lot of dysfunction. The general manager and the head coach did not work well together. Then they went through a couple of years of just outright fiasco with a couple of coaches, and they end up switching their general manager. Well, this team has found stability, and the head coach and the general manager are very competent. They're very good at what they do. They work well together. The locker room has been really solid. The thing they're lacking is a Super Bowl title. And it's not that they haven't had their opportunities. I mean, four trips to the NFC Championship game in 5 years, two trips to the Super Bowl, you know, one 10-point second-half lead in the Super Bowl. The only team in NFL history in a, you know, last year to take two leads in the fourth quarter and a lead in overtime and still lose, and it just wasn't any game as the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So they've come excruciatingly close. The fan base is restless, but ownership is like, hey, we know what it's been like, that how difficult it is to find a GM and a coach who work well together. So, you know, Jed York, basically the, you know, who's acting as the owner, the decision maker, is just like he has more confidence in Lynch and Shanahan to turn this team around from a 16-11 season than he would any other tandem in the league. So I don't know. I mean, I get the question a lot from 49ers fans, like, are they going into this season on the hot seat? And the answer is no, they're certainly not on the hot seat. But we also know how quickly things change in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when, you know, people always ask me, hey, if they don't make the playoffs, you know, are they going to get fired? And it's like, well, you got to tell me how it looks and how it feels, because there are times, you know, either way, a team could have a winning record, a team could be a losing record. I go back to just kind of that vibe in the building. You can tell when a change is needed. You can tell when the locker room has splintered. You can tell when the coach has lost his voice and doesn't carry the same authority that he did, you know, earlier in his career or whatever the case may be. So, I mean, it's a long answer for you, but there's no indication that there's, like, you know, running out of patience. But, yeah, I also understand where the fan base is as far as, you know, they've done everything but win a Super Bowl title, and that's the ultimate goal, to win a Super Bowl title.
It's funny because when you describe fractured locker rooms and coaches losing their voice, like, I know those locker rooms. I covered a lot of those.
Yep.
This year was something different entirely for me, and this is kind of the vibe you're used to. But that is wild. Was the Niners' last Super Bowl win Steve Young?
It was. It was. Oh, wow. Would have been when they were playing Super Bowls in January. It would have been January of 1995.
Wow, man! I mean, lose two to the Chiefs. Then, they lost the one to the Ravens too, right? That's crazy.
They lost one to the Ravens with Harbaugh. They lost two to the Chiefs in all three of those games. And before that, they were 5-0 in Super Bowls. And in those three Super Bowls, I mean, those were close. And the one that I guess it would have been Super Bowl, LIV, that's the one, or was it, maybe it wasn't, there was the one in Miami in February of 2020, where they had a 10-point lead, and I think they ended up losing by 10, but, you know, that was one that got away from, well, all of them got away from. They could have easily won that one against the Ravens. That was the Kaepernick,
that
fell short when they, you know, they had four cracks at it inside the 5-yard line and threw fades to the right side to Crabtree on three straight downs. So they, like I said, and it's been an ultra successful John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan tandem here. Except for they haven't done it, and they haven't climbed that mountaintop. And you talk to 49er fans, and, you know, that's all that's important. The people that kind of lose sight of, oh, they need to change, or, you know, these guys can't do it, is it's really difficult to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it's even, I mean, I almost think it's even more difficult to just find the right touch with the organization, with ownership, with front office, with coaching staff, finding the right players in the locker room, the right kind of guys. I mean, you don't know what a guy is about until you get him in your locker room, whether it's going out in free agency. I mean, the 49ers went out and got a guy in free agency, Devondre Campbell, who they needed, veteran guy who'd had a pretty good reputation, I think. And, he ends up, like, quitting on the team late in the season, refuses to go on the field. And so you don't know, like, all these factors are just, it's a fascinating business because you don't know how people work together until they actually are put in that position been working together.
Hey, dude, we really totally appreciate your time, Matt. Thank you, man.
Appreciate you, Matt.
Okay, always my pleasure. Thanks, guys. Enjoy Debo.
All right, man. We'll do, gotcha, man. That's Matt Maiocco, covers the Niners, Maiocco NBCS. Check out his podcast and all his work for NBC Sports Bay Area. When we come back, first of many free agent previews, O-line, D-line, who they going to sign?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.